7 o'clock, Dameron Valley Fire SSD Board Meeting Agenda, 24 February 2026, 7 p.m. Call to order, roll call.
Olivia Anderson.
Kim Sly.
Alan Burns.
Doug Michael.
Okay.
And Pat Johnson attending remotely via phone.
Okay, very good. Okay, Doug, would you like to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, has everybody had an opportunity to look at the agenda?
Yes.
Okay, can I have a motion to accept it?
I can motion to accept it, Doug Martin.
Second, Kim Sly.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Aye.
Okay, now...
That was for the 16th.
Now the next item is the resolution R2026-0224 to purchase a new Type 6 brush truck financed by a 5-year lease from Zion Bank Corp. Public Finance. And I have the resolution in front of me. I guess I could read it.
Mr. Chairman, that's you have the latest version, which is 2 pages.
Yes, I do.
I would suggest that we stipulate to that document that it be attached to the minutes as part of the record. That'll preclude a detailed reading. You could read it if you like to, but a lot of detail in there.
Yeah, I read it earlier. You are correct, and if that's okay, I guess I have a motion just to put this in the minutes then.
Pat Johnson, Mr. Chairman, I move that we stipulate to the latest 2-page version of resolution R-2026-0224 as currently before the court.
And Olivia Anderson, I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
And then we'll sign this?
Yeah, but did everybody get a chance to read this? Did you read this before you sign it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
The motion, the item before the board at this point will be approval of the resolution and the terms of the lease. The board is familiar with this. I'm prepared at this point to answer any questions or make any review of the current proposal and resolution at your discretion.
Okay, thank you. I read it over earlier, Alan Burns, and I don't really have any questions about any of this. Page 2, is this my signature needed here? Adopted and approved on today's the 24th, right?
Yeah, should we date that as well, where all the board members sign? Does it matter?
That will be, Olivia, the date at the top should to cover it. However, where Chairman Al signs as the representative of the board, the date should be today's date.
Yes.
Which is also 24th.
On page 2, yes.
Yeah,
got it.
Okay, so the next number 4, Alan Burns, number 4 here is discussion and vote on item number 3, the resolution. So is there any discussion, anything anybody wants to bring up? Any?
No.
Okay. You good, Doug?
Mr. Chairman, could I just make a very brief summary?
Sure, that'd be fine.
The terms of the lease have been spelled out. They are familiar to DBFR in that they are nearly identical to a previous lease that was signed. I have provided to the board an email or an Excel spreadsheet comparing the financing proposal, the numbers that were proposed by the seller's in-house leasing company, Unified Fleet Services, compared to Zions Bank. You will see that the Zions Bank proposal is better on all counts and results in a savings to the board of over $18,000 versus the UFS proposal.
Mm-hmm.
There is also the required by our policies and procedures manual, there is an asset acquisition form that has been filled out and completed by Deputy Chief Leitner. I have that. At the very last minute, the seller sent me a bill of sale, which I've sent to the board a screenshot of, and asked for Chairman Al's authorization for me to sign in his behalf, which he has given. That, along with the approval of the of this resolution, signing of the lease, this evening will basically clear the way for Zions to give their nod to it tomorrow, being Wednesday. That the seller has agreed that DBFR can take possession of the vehicle on Thursday. That is an important condition of the Zions lease, that we actually have possession of it. The actual closing and disbursement is scheduled for Friday. And then, as Mark Anderson has noted, he's asked for the original lease with wet signatures on it to be mailed to him as soon as we have all of that. Another thing was pointed out today is that we're required to have an attorney review. Chairman Al has arranged for that. That should be able to be handled tomorrow, hopefully. So that's it. A lot of moving pieces have finally come together. Look like we're on schedule for a Friday close. Thank you.
Pat, are we going to have Kim Slide? Pat, are we going to have insurance then on the vehicle on Thursday?
Yes. I spoke with Jill at Utah Trust.gov today. The provisions of our coverage under the State Insurance Trust is that, like most new vehicle purchases, we have immediate coverage as soon as we buy it. And I have entered onto that with, so that means as soon as we have it, it is insured by default. However, we have to follow up with a formal application. I have got the worksheet filled out on that already on the state trust website. The vehicle description and VIN are already entered. I'm just waiting till we actually have our hands on it to send that, and that will formalize the insurance requirement. And that is, as you'll know, insurance is Section 4 in the lease. And so we are, thank you for your question, Kim. We are covered on that.
Okay, thank you. Pat, Olivia Anderson, Pat Johnson, I have a question for you. You said that the original lease with wet signatures needs to be mailed to Mark. Is he local or is he up in Salt Lake?
He has a Salt Lake address on his email signature. I'll verify that. I believe, Olivia, that it will go to I'll ask Mark to verify that address, but it is in Salt Lake City, and I'll confirm that before it's before it is mailed. He's asked for tomorrow after the chairman's signature. The boxes are checked, and the attorney's review of signature that we, Olivia, this will fall to you, to scan that completed document and email it to Mark, hopefully tomorrow. Then that document will be put in the mail and mailed to him. There is one other provision in the lease, and I believe it's Appendix F,
yeah,
that we're required to fill out just when we actually get possession of it, which will be no later than Thursday. So it's not the timing of the original with wet signatures isn't critical to closing on Thursday, but having a scanned copy fully completed to Mark's email address tomorrow, if possible, certainly by Thursday, would be that's necessary for a Friday closing. Then it's however long it takes the mail to get the original up to it.
Okay, sounds good. And then another question. I thought that the last page, Exhibit F, was to be signed by United Fleet. Did I read that wrong?
Olivia, I don't have that in front of me.
Okay, gotcha. I'll double check that.
I'm sure that's the case. What I will do is, I believe it'll be Chief Reefer driving out to take possession of that. I will make sure that he has that page in a folder to get an authorized representative to sign it at the time he picks it up.
Got
Thank
it.
You for your catch on that.
Yeah, of course. And then do you know what the small fee?
It's $150.
Okay.
He says he charges normally $400, and he said for us, the fire department, he's been charging $150.
Gotcha. Okay.
And he said we worked this out, however.
Okay.
And, well, I did not get his physical address, so I'll have to email him and find out. And then I don't know if it's worth trying to send this stuff to him. And the pages that he needs to sign. And
no, it has to have a wet signature.
We have to have a wet signature.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
So, Chairman Al, excuse me.
Yeah.
When you're finished signing today, somebody needs to take possession of that entire document and convey it in its entirety to Land for his review. It would help if we had photocopies of that in our record before it goes, and then when with Lynn's signature, that should complete it. And then Olivia, if you could, this is going to be a big scan job. S-C-A-N.
Yeah.
I get that all done and email that all back to Mark.
Gotcha. So I think it would be better if I just take it to Lynn. Like, why go back and forth?
I have no idea where he's at.
Yeah.
George,
if you can just.
Yeah, here's his email. It's all lowercase.
LenCarsonLaw@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
And then did we check, make sure we check in these boxes?
It's done that already.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, well, it sounds like we got it heading in the right direction here, Pat.
So shall we have you sign?
I signed everywhere you posted it for me to sign.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Okay, is Yeah.
Wait, hold on. This one right here?
I thought that was Zion's.
Is it?
That's probably Zion's.
Okay.
Right? Am I right?
Yeah. Yeah. And then this is attested by somebody, so.
That's probably a lawyer. Yeah, probably the attorney.
No, the attorney signs over here.
Maybe the bank. That's another Zion thing.
Adopted and approved this 24th day of February 2026 by Alan Burns, so that makes sense, and then a test. Pat,
a test.
On page 20, you said 26, but it's actually 28. There's a space for two signatures, so it says that this lease is adopted and approved on the 24th day of February by Alan Burns, and then print name, and then title chairman, and then underneath that it says a test. And then by print name and title. So is there?
I would suggest, Olivia, that you sign to attest as clerk,
okay,
if you're willing.
Sure. Yes. Right.
I just signed it here. So. And then I have that tax document too.
Oh yes, that's Zion Center. That's the. Like 83-something G.
Right, correct.
Yeah. That will need to go back to Mark with package.
Right, so, okay, so I'll scan that as well and then keep it all together. And then the only thing we'll need is, if I'm correct with the Appendix F, that, Exhibit F, that United Lease will have to sign that last piece of paper, and then the original will have to get back to me. I can pick it up from the fire station here, and then it will all be mailed together back to Mark.
Yes, that's correct. Thank you.
Got it. With a copy of the resolution?
I'm sorry?
With a copy of the resolution?
Yes, please.
Okay.
If the board approves the reservation, we still have a vote upcoming on that. My signature will be blank, but I can sign. I'll be back sometime on Thursday, and if I know who has the original, Olivia, if that's you,
yeah,
I will get with you and add my signature to it on Thursday.
Okay, sounds good. I'll have it.
Thank you.
Okay, so have we voted on the resolution yet?
No.
I thought we did. No. Okay, so I guess can have a motion to accept the resolution to purchase a new Type 6 brush truck?
I'll make a motion. Olivia Anderson, I'll make a motion to for the resolution by Dameron Valley Fire SSD Board R2026-0224. To approve the purchase of the Type 6 brush truck.
Kim Slight, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. The vote passes. Okay. I guess on to number 5, which is other board discussions. No vote. Got any other topics to discuss?
No, sir.
Okay. Do you want me to try to find out this guy's address, or are you...
Mr. Lynn?
Yeah.
Nope, I'll take it from here.
Oh, okay.
Because I've got all the paperwork. It seems silly to pass it back and forth.
Yeah.
So I'll email him and introduce myself and say, Alan, give me your information.
I told him, too, that you would probably contact
Perfect.
Him, so.
Yeah, and I'll be in town every day this week, so I'll...
I'm usually in town at least twice a day.
Yeah.
Good guess.
And then I'll make sure I get this last page from... Reaper, if he's going up to go get it, and then I'll touch base with Pat at some time to get his signature on the resolution.
Right.
And I think that covers everything.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Then, public comment? No public comment tonight. Okay, can I have a motion to adjourn? All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, Lord. Appreciate it very much. We're all
Thanks for all your work, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, thanks. I will be traveling back